How everybody doing? My name is Andreas McLeod. That's Andreas, A-N-D-R-A-U-S, McLeod, M-C-C-L-O-U-D. My prison number is 302-822. And I just want to know, for all the listeners that's out there, you know, every year, it's a somebody spent a record amount of time that's in prison. I think this year we had 42 years before a person is getting exonerated. Right now, Michigan is second place with exonerations behind Chicago. I'm innocent. I've been fighting for my innocence for a long 16 years. Recently, my sentencing judge, who is now attorney now, accepted a meeting that I was represented in by the director of MAID Institute, Leon El Alamin. Please look that up. And at the conclusion of the interview, my sentencing judge, he was willing to represent me. He believed that I'm innocent now. The Attorney General Conviction Integrity Unit partnered with the Western Michigan University Innocence Project to investigate my case over 2 years ago. With all respect to what they're doing, how many people they free, I just feel like this exoneration process is taking too long. Again, I'm innocent. Part of the evidence that was used in the exoneration meeting that included my trial judge was evidence of officer tamper with evidence. If anybody else listening, if you can Google the officer Matthew Bray, how he under fire, how he got a trial coming up, and how he was accused of stealing evidence in other cases and lying to affidavits. If you can look at the forensic science evidence that was used in my case, which I single-handedly refuted and was just backed by a professor out of University of California, Irvine, which his name was William C. Thompson. I was also backed by an independent expert out of California by the name of Daniel Chan. You know, correctional officer out of Seattle, Washington, ended up hearing my story on different media platforms such as this. And he told me that if I can prove that I was innocent, he would start the petition for me. And he would fight for me for my innocence. You know, recently, he just recently started the petition for me, and it could be seen on change.org. So if you got your phone out right now, I'll give you some time. If you go to change.org right now, it'll take less than 5 seconds to look at the petition, and we'll put the evidence on here, so we want you to be the judge. So if you go to change.org, if you look in the right-hand corner, you'll see three bars. Select the three bars. It'll give you options. One of the options that you should select is search. When you get on the search option, type in my name, Andreas McLeod. That's again, A-N-D-R-A-U-S-M-C-C-L-O-U-D. I would love for you to share the petition on any social media platforms, and I would love for you to sign the petition. Again, I'm innocent. I don't know who all listening to this or where it's going to be broadcasted from, but, you know, I hate to have to spend another year or another day in prison when I should rightfully be free. You know, I just say, you know, the reason why people was freed after all these years is because voices like you, the listeners that's in, that's able to sign these petitions, that's able to bring awareness to situations like mine. And not to bring up the race card, but, you know, the Innocence Project stated that it takes 43% longer for them to exonerate a black person versus a white person. You know, when we look at black people as being 13% of the general population, when we the majority of the people in prison. So it's easy to see how some of these people is really innocent but slip through the cracks and end up spending 30 or 40 years in prison. You know? So I wanna tell everybody that the interviews that I've been doing, if you look on YouTube, you can go look on the correctional officer's YouTube page or the interviews he did me on Breaking Every Change Person podcast, or on Facebook/BECP. You can also follow me on Facebook/QuoteKing. That's quote with a Q-U-O-T-E-K-I-N-G in parentheses, Draco. Please follow my story, share my artwork, my music, and I appreciate you for taking the time out to listen. All right, God bless you.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.